This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Another terror attack in New York. It wasn't our fault. Not the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You want to call us? 844-551-8255. Video footage of the bomber exists. As New York City found itself again in the grip of terror. I don't know how many terror attacks need to happen before leftists like Governor Andrew Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio toss the platitudes and recognize Islam as the religion of terror. And that's true of a lot of other people. It's funny, Donald Trump will go down in history for having done one of the bravest things you can do as a president, which, by the way, is his responsibility, and that is to protect the citizens of the country. An ISIS-inspired would-be suicide bomber set off a homemade explosive device at the Port Authority bus terminal subway station Monday, seriously wounding himself and injuring three others, law enforcement sources said. The man, a 27-year-old Brooklyn man, identified by high-ranking police sources as Akayed Ula, had wires attached to him and a 5-inch metal pipe bomb and battery pack strapped to his midsection as he walked through the Manhattan Transit Hub. Now, I want to stop for a second and just have you think about that. Guy's got a bomb strapped to his stomach. I don't know if he's probably wearing a jacket. It's supposedly cold in New York. I'll be there in a week or so I'll let you know. But this is a guy. He's got all this stuff going on, strapped on. How would you know? I want you to think about being in the subway, being on a bus, being in a restaurant, walking down the street, being at the mall. How would you know? How are you going to make that determination of who's a bad guy, who's a good guy, as the left continue to bring in Muslims? And Muslims hold their reason to be is to outbreed us so they can take away our democracy, our democratic republic, way of life, and eventually build a caliphate. I know it sounds all conspiracy theory, but the facts are the facts. It's what's happening all over the world. The Muslims are not having to fire one shot. They're not having to commit any types of acts of jihad at this point, because essentially they are slowly but surely, in suit and ties, taking over all aspects of the world. And the only thing that's going to stop them are voices like mine. Better wake up, people. The man partially detonated the device, which he was carrying under the right side of his jacket, prematurely, inside of the passageway to the ACE trains at the 8th Avenue and West 42nd Street around 7:40 a.m. And that's you start talking about, that's Manhattan, okay? It's a really pretty area, touristy area. It's unbelievable. If I'm not mistaken, he was wearing an I Love New York shirt. I Heart New York. Shouted, Allahu Akbar. Tried to push the button. Nothing happened. Not anything big. It hurt him and the three others, as I said earlier. And, so I watched a little bit of the press conference because we were prepping for the show yesterday. And, we had already set the show. I wasn't going to talk about it then. But watching a press conference, I listened to Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo. He starts to speak, and I'm thinking to myself, he's saying nothing. By the way, Cuomo's under fire, too. He's under fire because he's actually being investigated by the FBI. I'll leave it there. We'll talk about it another time. But he's under investigation. Then they bring in de Blasio, who was under investigation. He got cleared, but he's still, in big trouble. Big goofy-looking dude. He comes on and he says exactly what he said before. New Yorkers are resilient people and we can get around any of these things and it's just, you know, it's a setback, etc. And of course, don't be blaming Muslims. Don't be blaming Muslims because all these Muslims want to blow you up. Certainly, there's somebody else to blame. Probably an Asian. I mean, why not? So this particular dude, his name is Akayet Ula. How did he manage to find his way into the United States, huh? At the age of 20 years old. And he's been living here for 7 years. Y'all want to say it together or should I just tell you? 1, 2, 3. Refugee resettlement program. So, yet again, leftism kills many people. It didn't this time. New York got lucky. Its management team, full of leftists, got lucky. But will their luck hold? The short answer is, of course not. All these big cities are targets. The caliphate depends on Americans pretending that Islam just has a few bad apples. And so far this year, almost 2,000 attacks have been initiated by a few bad apples. Killed roughly 17,000 people. In this particular case, the perpetrator, Akayed Ula, attacked New York, set off his device in the name of ISIS. So there was no doubt of his intention, nor any doubt of his motivation. He wanted to kill Americans. And according to published reports, the three others who suffered non-life-threatening injuries are at the various hospitals around the city. So the questions I have for you are this, folks. When will the next attack occur in the United States? Soon. Where will the next attack occur in the United States? Don't know, but I know it'll be a big city. That's a safe bet. So the left wants you to feel protected. They've got these mechanisms in place. Ask that of the people who were killed by that knucklehead that ran them over in a truck. Or the people in San Bernardino who were shot dead at a Christmas party. And the ones to come. Pulse nightclub. People killed because they're gay. Muslim guy. You know, I look at the rhetoric surrounding shootings and things that people do, and it cracks me up to watch the left as they talk about it's the guns and it's all these other things, and they won't say a word about Muslim terrorism. Won't call it that. Change the name. They don't want people to know what this is really about. Because they know that if you know the truth, it's going to be unacceptable to you. You will abandon political correctness for the sake of your life and the lives of your children.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. So our theme for the day is learning how to win. And what you're watching is leftists teach you how to lose. So you've seen the bombing in New York. Doesn't matter what it is. Leftism trains you how to be a victim. I was thinking about how young girls grow up today. I don't have any daughters. But I was thinking about how young girls grow up and how they're taught sort of this idea that little girls have this place in America, and the way that they're trying to now correct that, as opposed to telling little girls, hey, you can play with dolls, you shouldn't play sports, and a host of other things, they're now over-empowering them. And what they're doing is they're emasculating young boys while trying to give girls a sense of worth, and so the pendulum is swinging the other way. And it doesn't matter. I mean, look, it should be balanced. If you've got a classroom, you don't think of them as little boys and little girls. Gender's not it. You think of it as who's eager to learn. And for those who aren't eager to learn, you have to find that inspiration that makes them want to learn. You teach winning. And the way you teach winning is you help people find the thing that they're good at. my son, my youngest kid, he's like, Dad, I want to now play football. I go, you're not playing football. No way. You've got basketball. You've got baseball. And you have martial arts. That's enough. You know, you've got lessons for, I don't know how much money. Let me put it this way. The amount of money I spent on this kid at the age that he's at right now, I could have paid for my college. Coaches for this, lessons for that. And I'm poor. I can only imagine what you white privileged white folks are spending on your charities. That's a joke. I mean, not the part that you, what you spend on your kids. You go way out. You guys go crazy. You might as well move in a trainer. You know, but I'm looking at, you know, the coaches and all this stuff and the sports camps and all that. And it's ridiculous. And now he goes, well, I want to play football. Well, you better find another daddy. You better go get with your mom and go get another daddy. It isn't going to happen. Anyway, these young boys are being emasculated in ways. And the only, you as a parent, you've got to bolster them back up. When they come home from school, you got to, you know, brush them off and, you know, get the, heal their wounds. And then you got to go get them into things and remind them that, hey, you're somebody too. You can be somebody. They're not getting that at school. They're not being taught how to win. And little girls aren't being taught how to win. They're being taught how to get the playing field unleveled for them. And it's getting worse because now we've got these mixed up gender roles because we've got boys who can now say, well, I feel like a woman. So they become a woman. And now they can go dominate female sports because, you know, biologically, they still produce more testosterone. It's the way it is. I mean, think of it from a guy perspective. You're a pretty good athlete. Not bad. But there's a guy you just can't beat. He jumps faster, higher. You know, he's just stronger. He can throw harder, hit harder. You name it. You can't beat him. At least not, you know, running track or, you know, running a football or slamming a basketball. The only way you're going to beat a guy like that is you got to beat him with cunning. You got to beat him with your mind. That's why I love martial arts, because the stronger guy doesn't win the fight. The bigger guy is like, let me tell you, bigger you are, if you mess with me, the more I really want to make you hurt. That's just the nature of the beast. I've seen many of my martial arts compadres, we chuckle at each other when these big guys go, ooh, I don't want to hurt you, little man. And you go, really? Oh, okay, well, no problem. Thank you for not hurting me. Oh, my goodness. But I look, guys, at these things where they tell us what's going on in the world. Right now, we've got this regression therapy going on. You know what regression therapy, where they hypnotize you and they tell women, you know, that they were sexually assaulted 20 years ago or 25 or 30 years ago. That's become the thing. And quite frankly, it's giving many of us sexual assault fatigue. But look, ladies, if you didn't say anything about your sexual abuse, a guy patting you on the butt or whatever, maybe he was a buddy or he was a little drunk at a party, how are you going to, do you think he's going to remember it? I'm not excusing in any way the legitimate causes, the legitimate issues where women have sexual abuse or sexual misconduct on behalf of men. I would never condone that. But come on. Really? You're going to make men pay for things? I don't remember what I had for lunch 3 days ago, and you want me to remember that I brushed up against you at the Christmas party 5 years ago. Sorry. Maybe you brushed up against me. Maybe it was the other way around. And then, you know, so I'll give you an example of why I feel this way. One of the friends of my sister, she wanted some extra money. So she comes to my sister who had a pregnancy test that was positive. She says, I need to borrow your pregnancy test because my sister kept it, had a baby. So she's got the pregnancy test, and this girl sends this thing to three guys, tells them, I'm looking at my pregnancy test, I'm pregnant. Says it to three guys, meets with them individually, shows them the test, and they each pay for her, finger quotes here, abortion. Yeah. So she makes $1,000 to abort nothing and says to my sister, thank you. But women go, no, they're to be believed. Guys, look, I'm just telling you, the legit stuff, everybody sympathizes with. The illegitimate stuff, you get nothing out of me. Male privilege, right? Men die 97.7% in battle. Women, 2.3%. Men, 62% of the homeless. Women, 38%. Suicides. Men, almost 80% of the suicides. 78%. Women, 22%. Homicides. Men die 77% of the time of homicides. Women, 23%. Workplace deaths. Men, 93% of the time. Women, 7% of the time. Women graduate from college at a rate of 60% to men of 40%. Women in custody battles for children win 82% of the time. Men, 18% of the time. You want to tell me it's a man's world? So I say these things to keep things in perspective. I sympathize with anybody's plight, any issue that comes up. But we're all human beings, and we should be looking at these things in a balanced way, not in some sort of way that says, oh, there's a victim over here, and you got to always look at women as being correct or whatever. That is a lie, and I won't do it, and you shouldn't do it either. And if you're a conservative woman, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You should be believed the same way anybody should be given the benefit of the doubt. Today, Alabama will vote on whether or not they believe the lies of the left or whether or not they want to follow their own conscience and not believe the nonsense of leftists, the narrative.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get virtualshield.com,
the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at virtualshield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What's up, winners? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I love an article that I read recently. And there was a Huffington Post writer, a male, and he admits that President Trump is winning. And I started the show earlier in the broadcast, and I said, I love winning. Always have. I lost a lot. I had to become conditioned to win. And when I say conditioned, I mean conditioned. It's not just a physical thing, but it's a mental thing. The mental thing for winning, the mental conditioning is more important sometimes than the physical conditioning. A lot of times the physical conditioning is easy. You can have a guy that has a natural ability to, say, throw a 100 mile an hour fastball. But mentally, can he maneuver the ball around the plate so that a batter can't hit it? Can he get into the head of the opponents? That's the mental conditioning. The ability to win is taught. And not only is it taught, it becomes such a thing that you don't understand how not to win. It doesn't matter what happens. The chips are down. You've seen these guys. We call them heroes. You've seen them in action. Sometimes in the movies. And if you're fortunate, maybe you've been around one of them. If you're really fortunate, maybe you are one. It's never hopeless. There's always a shot, always a chance. Yeah, God puts that inside of some people. That they always see the positive side. They always see a way out. That is to see things through the eyes of God, if you ask me. Anyway, conservatives, we hitched our wagon to the Trump train. And most of you learned what it was like to win. You don't know, in some cases, why you were drawn to Donald Trump. I've asked a few people, and they're like, I'm not sure. It just felt like he was speaking to me. And I've analyzed it, and I said to myself, you know what it is? They saw a winner. They saw a guy willing to fight. They saw a guy who said, I'm not backing down. I parallel myself to that because that's the thing I understand about Trump the most. It's funny, that isn't the thing that attracted me to him because I wasn't looking for candidates to be attracted to, so to speak. What happens is this, is we have this thing that says, here are the choices, and there's an affinity, it's a natural tendency to go, that's my choice. You don't want to just be out there languishing like, well, I'll pick whenever I pick. People start making choices around you. So you're like, oh, geez, I'm going to run out of choices. I better choose somebody. I'll take Ted Cruz. I'll take a Carly Fiorina. So people started choosing. And for various reasons, and you can go look at your own psyche, you picked certain people. Most of the time it was who will be the most presidential looking, feeling. Because we come out of the thing of Barack Obama. Talked to a guy the other day. He said to me, Kevin, I liked Obama because he seemed presidential. He goes, I knew nothing about him. He goes, and still don't. I honestly haven't even analyzed if he was good for me or bad for me. But he goes, but he felt, I felt like he was on top of things. He made me feel like he was on top of things. I thought, wow, what a way to pick somebody. But I said, no, you didn't. You didn't pick him for that reason. You picked him because you saw that a lot of people were gravitating to him. You got caught up in the hoopla. The first black president. Yeah. And he goes, you're right. But I said, I get what you're saying. He was going to be the first black president, but he had all those qualities. Because if he didn't have that quality, if Barack Obama talked like this, if Barack Obama said, I'm going to be the president of the United States, and I'm going to represent the people, and y'all are going to love everything I say and do, and like this, and he talked like he was a brother that ran a chicken joint on the side, he wouldn't be president. They wouldn't have felt like he could be president. So that's how he won. They didn't even look at his policies. And Barack Obama's not a winner. He doesn't even know what it's like. He's somebody that gets handed stuff. And that's why he was so bad at being president. He had no clue how to win. He had a machine that took all of his popularity and got him to win on Obamacare. A few other wins. Then he changed the rules and said, if I can't win, I'll go to executive order. And he did. And now everything's being undone because now we have a guy that knows how to win. For far too long, conservatives became disciplined to losing. The establishment Republicans got us moral victories, and we felt good about them. Remember when the Republicans voted 100% against Obamacare, but we still lost? And we had the majority in the Senate. But you know why we lost? There were conservatives walking away from that going, well, at least they tried. I mean, those Republicans, they stuck the party line. That was what was said. I'll never forget it. I don't remember the makeup of the Senate. I don't know whether we were behind or ahead. But here's what I do remember. At the time that Obamacare passed, they did not have the House. The Democrats didn't have the House. They may have had the Senate. Harry Reid did some fancy finagling. You know where I was going, right? Fancy finagling, and that's how he got it to go into the Senate, in which they carried it, because we had probably had some senators who were ready to do it. Well, no, it ended up having to go to the Supreme Court and all that. But the point is, they figured out a way. Well, for us, we were happy that the Republicans stuck to their guns. But see, the problem is, trying isn't enough. We needed to win. And now we have a president in office who knows how to win. That is a huge problem for the Democrats. I'll get to that in a second. That's what it took, though. A person who was used to winning. A person who was used to achieving. And I've said this before, and it's worth repeating 1,000 times. You don't buy a plot of land and not develop it into something magnificent if you're Donald Trump. Donald Trump is already thinking far ahead. Why am I going to buy this property? Why am I going to, develop it? And he already knows. He's got a vision of what it's going to look like from the moment he sees it and then makes the determination that that's where he's going to put his money. It's already finished. He sees every issue in America, as politicians having created these ghettos. And all these ghettos are where things of beauty can be if we change them. He can make these ghettos into resorts if you'll give him a chance. And I want to just look at a few of the things that I'm talking about. The issues are nothing but dilapidated, run-down tenement shacks. That's what Trump sees. So he sees illegal immigration as a ghetto. You go, Kevin, you're crazy. There's a thing called tribal language when you're trying to figure somebody out. You got to understand their tribal language. Donald Trump is a builder. He's going to take a piece of land and he's going to change the landscape. He's going to change the perception of that property. Now, you get Kevin, he builds in downtown Manhattan. Yeah, but he'll take a building, build it somewhere because it's in some area of Manhattan that's cheaper, you know, $1,000 square foot cheaper than such and such. And then he'll make that area the hot area. That's the way he sees an issue. So when he brought up illegal immigration, his first proclamations were around illegal immigration. He spoke truth about the topic, which certainly vexed the left, because he promised to stop illegal immigration and build a wall, because he said that the Mexicans were coming into the country. Some of them were bad people. Not all were bad people. They were drug dealers, sex traffickers, and whatever else, killing American citizens. And he confronted it, and he says, we're going to build a wall, and the wall's under development. The impact of illegal immigration has lessened in this country geometrically, and you see the results. Hey, when is the last time you heard something negative out of Mexico? That Donald Trump, Vicente Fox or whatever, nobody listens to him. Carlos Slim is looking at Donald Trump and saying, this man's making me a fortune. He's investing in America. He's looking at ways that Mexico is going to partner. He's one of the richest guys in the world, by the way, if you don't know who Carlos Slim is. So he's looking at Trump going, you go, amigo. Do your thing. Mexico now is getting its citizens back. Some of its best and brightest are returning home. And it'll all get figured out. But that was just one of the issues that Donald Trump said he's going to... One of the very first ones. Then he tackled trade. He's single-handedly taken over America's trade policy, dumped, in his own mind, NAFTA and TPP, reduced the trade deficit significantly. I want to get that number. I don't know what that number is because they always have to do it, you know, months later. But it's gone down, I guarantee you. And we'll get back. When we come back, we'll talk more about this.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about President Trump winning and the left recognizing it. And I left off talking about the trade negotiations. Trump has said, I'm not even worried about the U.S. Department of Commerce and Secretary of State. He goes, I'm going to go to China. I'm going to bring back a $250 billion trade package, business to American companies. I'm going to get the Chinese to give us something else, a concession that nobody can argue about. So they reduced tariff on 183 different products. And our trade deficit with China has been cut significantly from $350 billion to whatever it may end up being. $150, $200 billion, it will be a significant cut. Guarantee you. significant cut from our $88 billion trade deficit with Japan. Significant cut to our $56 billion trade deficit with Mexico, and so on and so forth. And then he's going to increase the products that go from the United States to other countries. Just watch it. I could go on. But Huffington Post says that Donald Trump is winning, and this guy writes this. It's one of the hardest things I've ever had to write and admit. Trump is winning. In the brief space of a week, he won a brief court fight to shove Mick Mulvaney to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Mulvaney wasted no time in unhinging a spate of consumer protection rulings, regulations, and personnel hires made during the Obama years. That was one of the biggest things that Donald Trump did that will go unheralded, because he essentially undid one of the most crooked organizations, something set up by Elizabeth Warren, and he undid it just like that. Now, consumer, the capitalists can go back to doing business as usual, which isn't bad necessarily, because we have consumer watchdogs. But this one was unchecked, and it was doing nothing except promoting Democrats. You wonder why we were selling lunacy. That was one of the organizations that was doing it. The guy goes on. It's SCOTUS pick. Neil Gorsuch eagerly cast a vote to impose a Muslim travel ban. His EPA head, Scott Pruitt, delivered a couple million acres of public monument land to the West to oil, gas, and coal industry developers. Trump busily continues to pack the federal judiciary with a parade of ultra-conservative, strict constructionist Clarence Thomas and Antonin Scalia clones. God bless him. Yes, he is. He's doing all of that. And it was the same travel ban as Barack Obama gave. The EPA, Scott Pruitt, not only is he giving away millions of public land back to the place that owned it, they actually own it, the people who can be the best conservationists, but he's also erasing some of these stupid EPA legislations that have hamstrung all of the industries this guy's talking about. He switched gears, he says, and backed alleged pedophile Alabama Judge Roy Moore in the Alabama Senate race, who will almost certainly win. The RNC, which is particularly declared Moore a pariah, quickly jumped in and said it would back him. So, man, I love this part. I got to finish it. He got another sweet perk when Senate Democrats turned with a vengeance on Minnesota Senator Al Franken, virtually ordered him out of his office. His subsequent resignation got a pesky thorn for Trump. Franken had a big voice, lots of name recognition, popularity, and was not afraid to take shots at Trump. Next, he says he poo-pooed the guilty plea of his former national security advisor Mike Flynn as no big deal while shouting, no collusion, no collusion, and got away with it. Let me just say this, folks. Have a hearty laugh. I love how the leftists see President Trump's accomplishments. Losers are now seeing what winning looks like. First of all, Judge Moore is not guilty of anything. There's not a person alive that can prove any of the allegations. This is a Democrat witch hunt that's now been exposed. The RNC jumped on the bandwagon. You want to know why? Because they saw once Donald Trump was going to support Judge Roy Moore, they better get off their establishment GOP butts and get in on it. And as far as Al Franken leaving, good riddance. Al Franken left because Al Franken is nothing that they describe. He was not the giant of the Senate. He was not going to be the next president, and he's a laughing stock. Take all the shots you want, Al Franken. Nobody cares. He will be a footnote in history, an SNL comic who cheated his way onto the Senate. Consider the dichotomy, folks. As the left lament all the bad, and I'm using my finger quote, decisions by President Trump, yet their lives improve dramatically. Right? Try to rationalize how bad things are as your job improves, as your savings account, your 401k grows, as you have more free time to enjoy the country. At some point, the realization kicks in that you've been lied to. And the left better fear that more than they fear, well, they don't fear God. So here's what he goes on to say. He got his tax heist for the rich corporations through the Senate, and as an extra bonus, brought brought his long-held dream of dumping the Affordable Care Act closer to reality when the Senate tacked on a provision to the bill wiping out the mandate requirement. When the markets took another tick up, he crowed even louder, that he was the man who brought the good times rolling to America. As always, he did this with the sheepish connivance of much of the mainstream media, which is always off to the races and giving round-the-clock coverage to his self-serving, vapid tweets as if they were the word from the mount. Gotta stop it there and say, God bless this man. He is telling the left exactly what's happening, except it's in bizarro world. See, all this is great. What he just said there was Trump's tweets work. The press run to cover Trump's tweets. If you aren't following Donald Trump's tweets, you should. You should. It's like a status report every morning. It's like the military where they go, all right, you know, you're out in formation and they say, reports. And you start giving, Alpha Company, all president accounted for, sir. Bravo Company, one in sick bay, one, you know, blah, 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 one person on personal leave. You know, Charlie Company, Delta Company, Echo Company, it's reports. He gives you a report of everything that's going on. To things that you're like, there are people that read Donald Trump's tweets and they go, God, this dude is so on point. I don't know if he's tweeted about her, but he'll probably, that wouldn't shock me if he said, hey, Lindsey Vonn, really funny, you weren't going to represent me at the Olympics. Well, it looks like you're not going to represent anybody. It'll be things that you think are ridiculous. Hey, Colin Kaepernick, it looks like you're going to be able to play in arena football the coming year. You know, but it's all needling, but it's all things that are getting people's attention. It's so funny. Here's what was really cool. He then says, Trump's biggest win, though, has come on three fronts. One is the GOP. It can rail and curse him publicly and privately, but it needs Trump. He is more than the titular head of the GOP. He is the point man for the GOP policy and issues, and in a perverse way, the spur to get action on him. I love this part, because what he's telling you is Donald Trump teaches Republicans how to win. They either could get with the program or get run over. Even the bonehead leftist who authored this piece sees that. He realizes that it's one thing for Trump to be a winner, but if he teaches others, the left are screwed. So he talks about Trump's base as point number one. The second point. The second front he's winning on, he says, is the continuing love fest that his devout base has with him. While polls show that his overall approval numbers consistently wallow under 40%, buried in the polling fine print is the numbers that mean the most to him in the GOP. That's Republican voters, the overwhelming majority of whom back him. Even though his approval rating has dropped among white males without a college degree and college evangelicals, that's what he says, polls show that he still gets a majority of approval from them. These are the voters the GOP are going to need to rev up the key swing districts in 2018. Now, here's what he's admitting. This is an amazing admission. He says the polls don't matter when it comes to President Trump's support. He realizes that the president pulls the GOP establishment along in the riptide of his popularity, and he does this in the most unique way for politicians, which means he can't lose. He accomplishes things. And in his final thing, he says that the third winning front for Trump is his perennial ace in the hole. Get this. The media. He remains a ratings cash cow for the networks. Makes stunning copy for print media. He knew from day one his presidential bid, and he knows it even more now. He will continue to suck the media air out of everything that the Democrats do and try to do. This has been his patent ploy. Distract and deflect. I got to cut it short a little bit because I'm running out of time, but here's what I'm telling you, folks. The spate of fake news has happened in the past week and from multiple outlets, all the apologies, etc. He's seeing this as, this gives nothing but ammunition to Donald Trump, and this guy is telling you right now, every single thing that Donald Trump tries, he's winning on. And this vexes the left because there's nothing they can do about it.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.